Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. America is being invaded by a funded, organized caravan of Honduran migrants / refugees. They are invading the United States. This is all planned and timed in order to make sure that Democrats win the midterm elections. And this is on top of the fraud that has been carried out by Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube, and others who are selectively banning all pro-America, pro-conservative voices in order to silence those voices before the midterm elections. This is also on top of the fact that illegals are being mailed ballots, or voter registration applications in Texas, pre-filled out with the citizenship box checked so that they, illegals, can register to vote in Texas. And this is being done by the Democrat Party in Texas. It is, of course, blatantly illegal. But Democrats have long since learned that, hey, they can try anything. They can break any laws. They can do anything. Just don't get caught. You see, this is what they're doing now in Texas. So the election is being massively defrauded or influenced in unethical ways, but the migrant invasion of America is the big one. And you may recall that over the past few months, both myself and Alex Jones and others have predicted that there would be a massive false flag attack in order to win the election for the Democrats. We specifically talked about how this false flag attack could involve the deaths of thousands of innocent people. It is now clear to me that the globalists have chosen, you know, the same globalists who are trying to destroy Trump and trying to overthrow the 2016 election and trying to destroy the border protection of the United States of America. These are the globalists who believe in no borders, just open borders everywhere, no sovereignty of a nation, just globalism everywhere. These people are funding this caravan. They are organizing it, and they are going to plan for the mass murder or assault on these Honduran refugees. And right now, my prayers go out to these refugees because I am very concerned that they are being exploited, used, and soon will be targeted by the globalists to try to blame the United States for what could be a mass deadly assault, an actual massacre of thousands of these migrants, or sexual assaults, mass rapes of women and children who are part of this caravan. And this will all be, of course, pulled off by the globalists. They will rape and murder and massacre their own people, the people they recruited to do this, as long as they can control the narrative, a narrative of blaming President Trump and blaming national sovereignty and blaming America and blaming conservatives. So this is the scenario that is being set up right now. It's going to intensify over the next 2 weeks as we approach the midterm election. It's going to intensify very rapidly. The left-wing media is going to hammer this story. They're going to embed reporters in the caravan. They're going to say President Trump is a cruel and wicked person for not letting these people into the United States because everybody who wants in should be let in, according to the media. You know, everybody should have free entitlements, free healthcare, free food, free everything, and they should be able to vote too. I mean, it's all insane, of course. The arrogance of this whole agenda is just off the charts. But they need to portray Trump as being cruel, border security as being cruel and inhumane. And so they're going to push this migrant caravan as poor, innocent people. And then when they get rejected at the U.S. border, this is all a setup to set up Trump. When they get rejected at the U.S. border, there will be a planned massacre or a massive rape assault of the women and children in this caravan. And then Trump will be blamed. So that is what is being set up. And in this episode of Counterthink, I'm going to cover these details in depth and also provide information of what President Trump can do to defang the media in their attempts to try to destroy his credibility and destroy this nation. So there are many things that Trump can do. There are many things that we can do. I'll discuss all of that straight ahead as you continue on Counterthink with InfoWars.com.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Imagine the arrogance of the globalists who are exploiting and controlling these migrants to try to invade the United States. They're so arrogant. Their message is that you as a country, America, that you don't have the right to decide who gets to become a citizen or even enter your boundaries. That you alone, in all the world, even though all the other countries have the right to enforce their borders, including Mexico itself, by the way, that America alone has no such right, and that any person or any group of people can simply yell and scream and march and demand to be made American citizens, and they should be able to walk into America without any resistance whatsoever, just march in and then claim, free food stamps, free education, free health care, voting rights, citizenship, everything free, because that's what the socialists are promising now, you know, free housing, free cell phones, everything. And that if you say no to that, then you're a racist, then you're a bigot. You see how this works, right? So they've put together this caravan of thousands of Honduran migrants, and they're all funded by, of course, the same globalists, the usual suspects who've been doing all of these false flags all along. So they're paid money to risk their lives, to be put on this march. So the globalists right there are exploiting these migrants and putting them in danger in order to try to accomplish this political goal of embarrassing President Trump for the midterm elections. But this could backfire on them. I'll talk about that here in a second. But think about these migrants. They're being paid money and told, you can go to the promised land. You'll be let in. You'll be made in America, an American citizen. You'll get a passport. This is your dream come true. This is the land of golden opportunity. Just join this caravan. We'll give you money. We'll bring you food. We'll bring you water. We'll bring you blankets, everything. We'll bring you buses and transportation. All you have to do is show up at the U.S. border and just start screaming and crying and marching and whatever, yelling, because this is how the left operates. It's all about just demanding, crying, screaming, and playing the victims. That's what they're good at, is playing the victims. So the idea here is to embarrass Trump. So Trump will, of course, he must resist this. He must resist it. He must set a precedent and put his foot down, so to speak, and say, this cannot be allowed to happen. You cannot enter the United States. Now, there are a couple of things that Trump can do. He can, for example, provide emergency medical supplies. And that's probably a good suggestion for him to do, because that sort of disarms the entire accusation that Trump is cruel and that America is cruel. What if when these people arrive at the border, President Trump says, well, you're not Americans. You don't have an automatic right to enter America. We get to decide who comes in, and it's a merit-based system of immigration, by the way. And yet, at the same time, we're going to give you emergency supplies here. So here's a truckload of water and food and blankets and maybe tents, I don't know, maybe infant formula, medicine, things that people might need, shoes and socks, you know, soap, just the basics, right? And say, here you go, because you guys have been exploited by the globalists. This is what President Trump should say, in my view. You people have been exploited by the globalists. You've been told a lie. You've been told that if you march to America, that you'll be let in, you'll be given a passport. That's not how it works. You were lied to by these globalists. We're going to give you supplies to help you get back home, so you can get back home to your families, who you never should have left in the first place. You should go home and try to improve your country's at home, wherever you came from, whether it's Honduras or, you know, Guatemala or Mexico itself. You should go home and improve your conditions there with our support. Now, once that happens, then, of course, the attacks that are orchestrated by the globalists will take place. The globalists will say, look, President Trump rejected these people, and now, well, they're out there in the open. They're sleeping in the desert. They don't have shelter. They don't have proper security. They're vulnerable victims, and all they wanted was some help from America. This is the narrative. Of course, they wanted free everything, and they wanted citizenship, and they wanted to invade our country. But the media will say all they wanted was just to be given a hug. You know, they just wanted to be accepted for who they are, and America should take these people in. Look how poor they are. Look, they have dirt on their faces. Look, their shoes are all worn out. You know, they're probably provided worn out shoes, you know, by the globalists to look as impoverished as possible, and they probably, you know, paint themselves up with all kinds of you know, I mean, it's all theater. They have to look as impoverished as possible in order to push this narrative. So once this is all established in the media, that's when the globalists will bring in a paramilitary group. This is a very likely scenario now. That's why I'm mentioning this. Obviously, I pray for these people, and I hope this never happens. But the globalists want to have them suffer. They want to have mass rapes or mass bloodshed slash executions, massacre. So then, and this will happen at night, so that there's not a lot of video of who did the attacking. They'll probably have like helicopter sounds going, you know? They'll rent a helicopter from Mexico or something, and then they'll have gunfire from the helicopter shooting down and just massacring the people, you know, like Las Vegas style, like that mass shooting in Vegas, which has its own backstory, by the way. Multiple shooters, you know? So they'll have a massacre, perhaps, and they'll have helicopter sounds, and then when the sun comes up in the morning, what are you going to see? Well, you know, 1,000 dead migrants just slaughtered, just blood everywhere, and CNN will, of course, be right there. CNN will, oh, look at the, you know, the poor dead babies, the poor dead everybody, and of course, I pray that this never happens to these people, but it's the globalists that are willing to massacre them in the name of this false flag operation. Remember, they're willing to kill anybody in order to gain political power. So they will murder, if it gets them what they want, they will murder women and children, and then CNN will be there to document it. Oh my God, there's been a massacre. Guess who gets blamed for the massacre? Well, of course, President Trump. It's President Trump's fault that he didn't take these people in, and look, they got murdered or they got raped or whatever else they want to, you know, stage, whatever happens. I mean, it's going to be real violence. Don't get me wrong. It's real bodies, real blood, real death. So at the false flag part of this is that the violence is real, but the narrative is fake, or it was staged. It was set up. The attackers were paid by the same globalists who've been paying the migrants. So they pay the migrants to rush toward the U.S. border, and then they pay a paramilitary team to swoop in there and open fire on them, maybe from a helicopter. And then the survivors can say, oh yeah, at night we heard the helicopters and we heard someone shout, it's the Americans, it's the Americans, right? Los Americanos. With it's all theater, right? But it's going to be, oh, the Americans are coming. It's the helicopters from the military. And then the media will push the same conspiracy theory that they always push, like the Russia collusion conspiracy theory. Oh my God. Trump must have ordered the military to massacre these Honduran migrants. That's how evil he is. Don't be surprised if this is the narrative that they actually push. It's so obvious at this point to see that they're going to try something like that. It may not be the helicopter scenario. It might be from Jeeps or Humvees, or it might be mass rapes, or it might be something, might be a mass fire. Who knows? But they're going to try to murder or otherwise harm thousands of these migrants in order to blame President Trump. Now, remember, this group, this is the group that's actually organizing this, is well-funded by the globalists. They're called Pueblos Sin Fronteras, and it means people without borders. Pueblos Sin Fronteras. They think that every migrant in the world has the right to invade any country they want, and then to demand free everything, free food, housing, medical care, and voting rights, and citizenship as well. This is their premise. And this premise is, of course, it's contradictory to human civilization. Every nation has the right to defend its borders. Every community, such as America, you could call the nation a community, has the right to determine who gets in and is accepted as a new citizen. We have the right to have a merit-based system. These people can't just cut in line in front of all the other immigrants and just demand instant citizenship while you have other people all around the world applying for citizenship and not able to get in. I mean, my wife is an immigrant. We went through the proper process. We waited. I think it took 6 years to get citizenship, something like that. We went to see the INS. We went to do all the proper channels. And yet these people demand that they just want to cut in line and do this without going through the proper channels. This is what Pueblos Sin Fronteras is all about. They're trying to overthrow national sovereignty. They're trying to invade countries without having the right to do so. That's what this is truly all about. We'll be back with more. Stay with us here on Counterthink.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
We're back here on Counterthink with Mike Adams, talking about the Honduran refugee crisis. It's going to become a crisis. The media will make sure of that. They are trying to invade the United States. This is an occupying, invading force without the weapons and the tanks and the bombs. They're invading with their feet. They're invading through occupation. But this is all designed to embarrass President Trump before the midterm elections. Now, as I mentioned in the previous segment, there will likely be staged violence, either rapes or massacres, against these Honduran migrants. And I pray for these people. I pray they turn around and go home to the safety of their homes and their families and their communities. But they have been tricked into thinking that this is their pathway to, nirvana or something. They want to become Americans, and they think, because they've been lied to, they think they have the right to just walk in and demand to be Americans. Well, it doesn't work that way. President Trump needs to stop this. And in stopping this, he's going to be portrayed as really, really mean. What a mean person. Well, you're not accepting these migrants into your country. Well, guess what? We can't accept thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of illegals into the country. You need to go through the proper channels. Now, I've lived in South America. I lived in Ecuador for 2 years. I was a resident of Ecuador. I had a driver's license. I passed the tests in Espanol. I know what it's like to live in South America because I've been there. And I've traveled around other countries, including Peru, for example. So I know the area much better than most Americans, most of whom have really never traveled to South America. And I know that life is difficult in South America. I also know that most South Americans tend to be socialists because they tend to live in real poverty and destitution because of the failed economic policies of their socialist leaders. Look at Venezuela, collapsing, right? Well, if we let all these people come into America, they bring with them all of this socialism. They bring with them these bad economic policies and, frankly, bad ideas. I mean, the leader of Venezuela that drove it into destitution and starvation was elected by the people. People voted for, before Maduro, I forgot the guy's name. Chavez. And then Maduro now, but both of them were elected by the people. So the people voted for the policies that have driven them to destitution and starvation and desperation. And if these South Americans come to America, they will vote for these same highly destructive failed policies. They will vote for people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is a truly, and I'm not saying this as just a slanderous description, she is a moron. She is on the verge of being cognitively retarded. She is so unable to think in a clear manner. She can't even talk in a clear manner. She talks like a high school valley girl. But she represents the kind of thinking that many people would bring to America when they come as uneducated, economically illiterate socialists. And they tend to vote for more socialists, which is what the Democrats want. That's why this entire thing is being staged. So, and then those socialists will bring in more economic policies that are based on what? Giving away free stuff to poor people. This is the entire system that dominates South America. Venezuela, why is Venezuela broke? Why is the economy collapsed? Because the government there promised to give away free stuff to people. And they promised price controls on all the common goods that you might purchase at a grocery store, such as wheat flour or a loaf of bread or, you know, a dozen eggs and so on. So price controls were brought in by the government because socialists are economically illiterate. They don't understand free market principles. They think that if you control the price, then suddenly everything's affordable for everybody. Well, guess what? You control the price by mandate, and then it costs more. It costs more to produce the product than someone gets from selling it. So people stop producing. And then you have empty shelves. And then you have starvation. And that's exactly what's happened in Venezuela. So, I mean, there was one point where the bread shops there were ordered by the government that they could only, they had to sell a loaf of bread for a certain price. And it was below their price of production because wheat costs are going up, right? Wheat flour is going up. Sugar is going up. All these things are going up, you know, because the money supply is collapsing, massive inflation of prices and monetary debasement because of the printing of money, right? You know all these principles already. So the bread shops realized, well, they could actually maybe break even if they sold some pastries that had a higher profit margin, like, oh, here's some sweet rolls or here's some muffins, right? So these bread shops started making more muffins and more pastries that they could sell at market prices, and they could actually stay in business. And then they could sell some bread as well, and it would all even out, and they could keep providing people bread, but also make a little money on the muffins and so on. They could stay in business. So the government of Venezuela criminalized baking muffins, right? So they came in and said, well, you can't use flour to bake pastries that would make you a profit. You have to make bread that loses money. And they actually arrested bread shop owners who refused to comply, and they carted them off to prison, which caused, of course, the supply of bread to collapse even further because now you have fewer bakeries in operation because the previous owners, well, they're behind bars now because they're criminals who made, you know, donuts and stuff. So that's the way socialism works. That's like Ocasio-Cortez blueprint right there. Just throw everybody in jail who doesn't provide free stuff for everybody or nearly free stuff, bread below cost. Well, you can't sell bread below cost, can you? Not for very long. Sooner or later, you go out of business. Imagine if the government came to, I don't know, McDonald's and said, McDonald's, you have to sell Big Macs below cost. Big Mac costs you, let's say, $2 to make, and you have to sell it for 20 cents. How long would McDonald's be in business? Well, it wouldn't be in business. They'd shut down everywhere, and then you couldn't get that food. Well, this is exactly what's happening with the bread shops and other grocery stores all in Venezuela. This is why the shelves are empty now, because of these exact type of policies. These are the policies that South Americans would bring to America. They want government-controlled prices. They want to end the free market. And by doing so, they end up causing mass starvation across the country. So if you love starvation, if you love going to stores and having empty shelves, then you should welcome in all the illegal migrants. You should love Ocasio-Cortez. You should vote for Democrats because they're going to give you starvation. They're going to give you economic collapse. They're going to give you destitution and desperation. They're going to destroy every last shred of the free market, supply, demand, entrepreneur system because they want to be in control. And in order to get that control, they're willing to fund thousands of people to march on the border, and they're probably even willing to kill some of them just to have more pity on these people to try to pressure Trump to let them in. There's nothing they won't do because leftists are authoritarian tyrants. Democrats are tyrants. They're authoritarians. They want an authoritarian dictatorial regime that they control, that they run. As long as they run it, they're happy, just like Maduro in Venezuela. As long as they run it, they don't care who suffers, who starves, who dies, who has to flee, because they, the Democrats, want to be in control. They're willing to do anything to make that happen. And that's why you're seeing this false flag shaping up right now. And it's coming. So watch closely. I'll cover this more. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back after this break. You're watching Counterthink with Mike Adams. Much more straight ahead.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Now, let's talk about the election, the midterm elections here, and how things are shaping up. I'll give you my current assessment. Now, this is subject to change, of course, as events unfold. Well, actually, first, let me mention that this entire migrant, Honduras migrant thing, this could backfire in a spectacular fashion. Now, this is called, I think, Caminata del Migrante. It means the March of the Migrants. I think that's the name, Caminata del Migrante. And it's organized by Pueblo Sin Fronteras, which is People Without Borders. This march, it's being sort of pushed, marketed as a human rights march, like Gandhi marching to the, you know, to the salt waters to collect salt and everything. But it's nothing like that. This is actually an invasion that's disguised as a human rights march. There's a very significant chance that this could backfire on the Democrats in spectacular fashion. Number one, most Americans want to protect their borders. Both Republicans and Democrats and independents and libertarians and so on. Most Americans don't want to just let anybody walk in, march into the country. Most Americans don't want more illegals on the streets of America, you know, raping, murdering, smashing into your cars. I mean, all of us in Texas, sooner or later, have been hit in our vehicles by illegal aliens driving without driver's licenses and without insurance. I was struck in the back of my vehicle, I think, three years ago, by an illegal. Just drive along. I'm at a stoplight, and just wham, just smashes right in the back of your car. And you try to talk to him. You're like, what are you thinking, man? And the guy that smashed into me, you know what he said? He said he fell asleep. I'm like, you fell asleep? You're driving down the highway, dude. You can't fall asleep on the highway in your truck. Of course, it wasn't even his truck. Didn't have his driver's license, whatever. Very common in border states. Happens all the time in Texas, you know, New Mexico, Arizona, whatever. The American people want to protect their borders. The American people are compassionate in the sense that they want to welcome qualified immigrants, people who don't have a criminal record, people who are willing to contribute to society. That's another big point. These 4,000 Honduran migrants, they want to demand all this free stuff from America and demand a passport and citizenship. What have they ever contributed to America? Nothing. Nothing. And yet you and I, we've been paying taxes our whole lives. We've been building up society. I've been providing many, many jobs for people. You know, we're creating products. I don't know, you know, what all of you do out there, but you're contributing in your own way. Maybe you're a truck driver. Maybe you're a paramedic. Maybe you work at a manufacturing facility. Maybe you're an entrepreneur, a graphic designer. I don't know. But you contribute to America. That's how you make your money. We all contribute to this society. And that's why we get the right to vote, because we are born American citizens. But these people who are not Americans then demand to come in. They demand that then they have a vote equal to yours, that their vote counts the same as your vote, when they're not even Americans. They've never contributed anything to this society. Most people in America reject that, including, by the way, legal immigrants. It's the legal immigrants who reject this the most. The legal immigrants know this is nonsense. You can't just let illegals just run, just roughshod over your country. Just come on in, everybody vote, anybody. No, it doesn't work that way. The legal immigrants know that. We as a nation get the right to choose. We get to choose who comes in. We get to choose who gets a passport. And we should exercise that power of discernment so that we attract the most qualified people, people who can bring business ideas, people who have skills, people who have savings already. They don't just show up and become a burden on society. Give me everything for free, which is what the Democrats want. Democrats want the most impoverished people possible. That's their recruitment drive, because they know those people are going to vote for Democrats to give them more free stuff. We should be attracting conservative people who have savings, who have education, who are intelligent, who understand economics, people who are in line with the Christianity that this nation was founded on, by the way, people who have ethics and morals, people who are compatible with America's society, people who speak English, for God's sake. When I lived in Ecuador, I didn't run around speaking English to everybody. I spoke Espanol. I took the driver's license in Spanish, the test. There was both a written and a verbal portion of that. I passed it in Spanish. I spoke with local people in Spanish. I didn't run around saying, you speak English because I'm an American. No. And guess what? When I was a resident of Ecuador, I didn't demand to vote in the Ecuadorian elections. That's illegal. I mean, imagine if 4,000 Americans got together and just mob rushed Mexico and said, let us in to Mexico, give us all free food, free healthcare, free housing, and let us vote in Mexican elections and give us a Mexican passport. You'd be laughed. You'd be arrested by Mexico. The government would arrest you and deport you or throw you in Mexican prison, because that's insane. You can't just mob rush some country and demand voting rights and demand a passport and demand all free everything. And yet that's exactly what these Honduran migrants are doing, isn't it? This wouldn't be tolerated anywhere. Even Canada wouldn't tolerate this. If you picked up all these 4,000 people and dropped them right on the border of Canada, would Canada accept them? No, of course not. They're like, no, you don't get to just mob rush Canada and come in and be a Canadian citizen. Doesn't work that way. China doesn't work this way. Japan sure doesn't work this way. You can't just have a mob and just land on the shores of Japan and say, we're Japanese now. No, you're not. Japan's the most closed migration society on the planet. They're like, no, they're going to load you up on a boat, ship you back out of there, which is what America should do as well. I mean, even these South American countries, even Mexico, you can't just, or Guatemala for that matter, or Colombia, Peru, you name it, Bolivia, you can't just walk into these countries and say, oh, I'm suddenly a citizen, let me vote, give me all the freebies. Doesn't work that way. But the left refuses to acknowledge that. Anyway, this is what's going to shape up. So we got to watch the situation very carefully because this could have a major impact on the midterm elections. So let me give you my current estimate of where things stand in the midterm elections. The bottom line is that right now, let me define what is victory for Republicans versus victory for Democrats. Victory for Republicans is holding the majority of both the House and the Senate. Even if you lose a lot of seats, you know, Republicans can lose, I think, 20 plus seats and still hold a majority in the House. That's still a victory. Victory for Democrats is if they take control of the House. It's very unlikely that they would take control of the Senate. In fact, they'll probably lose a few seats there. But it is somewhat likely that they could take control over the House. My current estimates of the odds right now are about 50-50 for the Democrats seizing control of the House. It's about 50-50. This is subject to change. But right now, it's coin toss. And if the Democrats take control of the House, they're going to unleash absolute, what's the right term for this? As much chaos as they can pull off to try to destroy Trump, to impeach Trump, to overthrow every Trump agenda, to try to unravel everything that Trump has accomplished, including the tax cuts that even middle America is enjoying right now. They're going to try to unravel everything that Trump has done. And, I mean, can you imagine Nancy Pelosi being the Speaker of the House? Half the time, she's not even the Speaker of her own face. That woman is so neurologically compromised that just for the sake of the nation, she needs to retire and be replaced by somebody who doesn't have advanced stages of dementia or Alzheimer's. I mean, she is so far gone. If there were ever a case for the 25th Amendment, you know, it should apply to her. But she wants to run the country, I guess. I mean, it's insane, but that could happen if the Democrats take the House. Now, a lot is going to, of course, be determined by just a few races. There are probably about 20 races that are going to determine the outcome of this election. And this is why it's crucial that you go out and vote against the Democrats everywhere, all across America. Because you have to counteract not just the actual Democrats that are voting for tyranny, you have to counteract the fraudulent, illegal alien voters who have been recruited to vote by the Democrat Party. So you're going to have a huge turnout, you know, conservatives, Trump supporters, pro-America people, independents. You're going to have a huge turnout and go out and vote against the Democrats. This is an election where you can't waver. You got to get out and vote. You got to save your country. And the only way to do that is to vote against the Democrats. I'll wrap this up on the other side. You're watching Counterthink.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
We're back on Counterthink. Now, we're going to do an assessment of what happens in the two scenarios from the midterm elections. If the Democrats have victory, that is, if they end up controlling the House, or if the GOP has victory, which is denying Democrats that majority control. So first, let's talk about what happens if the GOP wins and the Democrats do not take over the House of Representatives. This is obviously the far more ideal outcome because it will allow President Trump to then go full on against the deep state. He will fire Jeff Sessions and perhaps Rod Rosenstein and perhaps Robert Mueller. He may then at that point expose all the deep state previously classified documents. And showing those documents to the public, he can establish that the entire basis upon which the special counsel investigation was founded is fraudulent and false to begin with, which it was. And so then he can call for an ending of the entire thing, or he could just let it play out. But either way, Jeff Sessions gets fired. And he'll bring in someone who is a hardcore prosecutor to go after the deep state criminals. Those include Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page is not such an important player in all of this, but she is involved. John Brennan and many others. Loretta Lynch, for example, even perhaps going back to Eric Holder and some of his seditious crimes against America. Remember, he was involved in the Fast and Furious gun-running operation that sought to overthrow the Second Amendment by staging violence against innocent people using guns that were allowed to be put in the hands of Mexican drug gangs by the United States government under the direction of Barack Obama and Eric Holder. So these people, especially Hillary Clinton and others, have been involved in massive criminal conspiracies for a very long period of time. If we win the election and hold the House for Republicans, then Trump can really go after these people with prosecutions. And over the next 2 years, Trump will have basically free rein to go after them, expose them. We could see literally thousands of deep state criminals indicted, prosecuted. I mean, this would be a cleaning out of the swamp like we've never witnessed before in the history of our country. That's the outcome that we should hope to see. If it happens, though, by the way, the left will initiate their civil war. I've talked for a long time now about the two triggers that would launch the civil war on the part of enraged lunatic Democrats. Trigger number one was the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. You may recall my estimate of that succeeding was 80%. And that did succeed. He's on the court. So trigger number one has already been achieved. Trigger two is going to be if the Republicans hold the House in the midterm elections. If that happens, the deranged lunatic left will realize that they have lost all political power. Or they're imploding. It's on the way of being lost. It's in progress. And they're going to have to then resort. They're going to become more and more radicalized. They're going to become the terrorist branch of politics in America. And they will start bombing government buildings. They will start mass executions in the streets. The Antifa violence will escalate dramatically. We'll have riots in 20 to 25 U.S. cities. And after that, Trump will be declared, to declare some form of martial law. I've spoken about this as well. I've also said that you will, at that point, the chaos will be so bad, there'll be so much violence in the streets, that you will beg for martial law. That's actually one of my quotes. You will beg for martial law to restore civility and some kind of order in society so you can go about your business. You know, so you can go to work, so you can go to the grocery store without being, you know, assaulted and executed by deranged leftists. So the violence is going to spill out like crazy. The civil war will begin at that point or some, you know, soon thereafter, perhaps in the waning months after the election, or perhaps by the summer of 2019. But it will escalate to massive violence. So that's what happens if the GOP wins. Now, we need to go through. I mean, we need the GOP to win, and then we're just going to have to arrest all of those violent terrorists who are Democrats and leftists, and we're going to have to defend our communities. So I want you to support local law enforcement. I want you to support the men and women in blue and your local sheriff's deputies. I want you to help keep your community safe, keep your family safe. I think that it's a very good idea for every person who can legally own a firearm to go out and make sure you have at least a pistol and a rifle. If it's legal in your area, have them both and get training. Get training now while you can. Get some ammunition now while you can and have a defensive posture so you're protecting your life, your family, your community. You're supporting local law enforcement and you are, if necessary, you're using firearms in a legal defense of life and liberty and property. If Antifa brings violence to your door and they kick in your door and they want to murder you and then you look down the street and there's a row of bodies and people they've murdered, then that's the time, you know, to take it off safety and do what needs to be done in defense of your life and in defense of the law and civility in society. Just get good safety training, abide by the law, and support local law enforcement, okay? So don't go vigilante out there. That's what the left is doing. I want you to be a law-abiding citizen. I want you to have good training, good skills, and follow the law, okay? I've said that several times on purpose. Make sure it's legal to do to have the firearms that you have and so on. By the way, it's too late to get a suppressor at this point, by the way, because the ATF wait time on suppressors, you know, it can be 6 months to a year, depending on the situation. So hopefully you already have suppressors if you want to use those in your defense. All right, now let's look at the other scenario. What happens if the Democrats win the House? Then things are very bad for America at that point, because it means that the media and the tech giants and the voter fraud will have succeeded in stealing the election. Remember, the media has been lying about Trump for 2 years. The tech giants have been selectively censoring conservative voices. The left-wing lunatics have been trying to take back power. And if they succeed, it's a very bad sign for America. It means that they're going to be emboldened politically, and perhaps even in terms of violence on the streets. They might ramp up their attacks on people, their mob violence. But it also means that if they impeach Trump, there is a very real risk of that initiating a massive patriot backlash against the deranged, lawless left. And although I'm not calling for it, and I'm not endorsing it, it's not hard for me to imagine a scenario where 10,000 patriots march on Washington and attempt to wage some kind of arrest of the deep state criminals all around that town. Again, I'm not endorsing it, and I wouldn't participate in that myself. But it's not hard to see these kinds of scenarios unfolding because, you know what? We, the people of America, who are law-abiding citizens and who love our country and love our Constitution and support our president, we cannot simply stand by and allow our country to be overrun and overthrown by essentially what are communist forces that have infiltrated the media, infiltrated the government, that work inside the deep state. I mean, Project Veritas has exposed many of them. These radical leftists are anti-police. They want to assassinate and murder police, and they openly talk about murdering conservatives, and they certainly want to murder the president. At some point, and I'm not saying that I know where that is, but at some point, it probably comes down to a tactical engagement. Again, it could be, you know, 10,000 armed patriots marching on the deep state. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Instead of marching on Washington, they're not marching against the president. They're marching perhaps to arrest the deep state traitors who are seditious traitor criminals against this country. You know, it's not hard to see that happening. It's not hard to see certain groups, you know, perhaps Oath Keepers, rising up in defense of communities and taking it to an Antifa group that has murdered innocent people. Or maybe if they murder, you know, like Senator Ted Cruz, who they're always trying to kill, if they pull off a murder like that, it's not hard to see or to imagine perhaps a local Oath Keepers response that goes after the Antifa cell and just, I don't know, cleans them out. I just have to clarify, I don't endorse any of this. I'm just trying to analyze what I think are likely scenarios. Bottom line is, I always encourage you, follow the law, have a defensive posture, but also be ready to defend your nation. If we are under assault, if they try a communist coup rush to overthrow the president and assassinate conservatives and kill, you know, Alex Jones, we the people need to rise up in defense of our nation, which is part of what the Second Amendment is all about. So be ready, but have a defensive posture, follow the law, but at the same time, be ready to defend your nation against an illegal overthrow coup attempt, which could happen. So watch carefully. Sorry, I'm almost out of time here for the show today, but watch the next episode of this, Infowars.com, 6 p.m. Central every Sunday. So I'll keep you updated next Sunday and the following Sunday. And even after that, when the election results come in, we'll analyze the situation and try to help you stay safe and well informed. Thank you for watching. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams.